Welcome to Start Writing Quick Vocabulary. I'm losing my voice, so it will be all Jay today, but it is less than 5 minutes if you listen to double speed.
Okay, the first word is bird dog, and it's not a noun in this case, it's a verb, and it means to watch closely or to seek out. So, and the example is, with millions of city dollars invested, citizens are bird dogging the riverfront development project to its completion. And that's bird dog, and you can obviously see that, like, this is a game dog hunting birds, and it means you're mimicking that action. The next word is wool gathering, and it's a noun, and it means indulgence in idle daydreaming. And the example is, my wool gathering in the back seat was abruptly interrupted by a question from the taxi driver. And so wool gathering, it's from the literal meaning, gathering fragments of wool torn from sheep by bushes. So you have the sheep passing near bushes, and you're collecting that wool, which is going to be essentially just scraps. Like there's nothing. This is a mostly valueless activity. So you're wasting, you're idling your time. Okay, the next word is scarify. Scarify is a verb meaning to make scratches or small cuts in something, to lacerate the feelings of, so we're getting metaphysical here, or to break up, loosen, or roughen the surface of something, or to cut or soften the wall of. So you can see that intense friction going on. And an example is, can of seeds need to be scarified. Scarified. It's so funny. Joe is still here. He's just unable to help, even though I need it. Unable to be scarified by filing through the hard shells before they germinate. And this word, it actually comes from the French word for score or scrape. Okay, next is the word rabble. Rabble is a noun. It means a disorganized or confused collection of things. It also means a disorderly crowd or the lowest class of people, interestingly. And as an example, the university chancellor required extra security to help him get through the rabble of protesters. And this word originally referred to a pack of animals, and it might have been onomatopoeia? Like a sound? Like that is the sound, a rabble. But a pack of animals making like a noisy sound in their group or whatever. The last word is cursory. Cursory is an adjective, and it means rapidly and often superficially performed or produced. Also hasty. An example of cursory, James gave the instructions only a cursory look before he began to assemble the shelves and didn't realize until he was partway through that he would need a power drill. That happened to me. And cursory comes from Middle French, cursoir, something like that, meaning rapid. So hasty of a race or running. It comes from courir. Cursoir comes from courir, which means to run. Cool.
Here is your poetry. This is John Keats. Bright star, would I steadfast as thou art. Bright star, would I were steadfast as thou art. Not in a lone splendor hung aloft the night, and watching with eternal lids apart, like nature's patient, sleepless, emerent, the moving waters at their priest-like task of pure ablution round earth's human shores, or gazing on the new soft-fallen mask of snow upon the mountains and the moors. No, yet still steadfast, still unchangeable, pillowed upon my fair love's ripening breast, to feel forever its soft fall and swell. Awake forever in a sweet unrest, still to heal her tender taken breath and so live ever, or else swoon to death. As always, thanks for listening, and we'd love it if you would leave us a review or share the podcast.